Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Profound Medical second quarter 2017 financial results conference call. All lines have been placed on listen-only mode. If you should require assistance throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Connie Doskey. Ma'am, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let me start by pointing out that this conference call will include forward-looking statements regarding Profound and its business, which may include, but is not limited to, the expectations regarding the efficacy of Profound's technology in the treatment of prostate cancer. Often, but not always, forward-looking statements can be identified by the use of words such as plans, is expected, expects, scheduled, intends, contemplates, anticipates, believes, proposes, or variations, including negative variations of such words and phrases, or state that certain actions, events, or results may, could, would, might, or will be taken, occur, or be achieved. Such statements are based on the current expectations of the management of each entity. Forward-looking events and circumstances discussed in this conference call may not occur by certain specified dates or at all and could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and certainties affecting the company, including risks regarding the pharmaceutical industry, economic factors, the equity markets generally, and risks associated with growth and competition. Also, Profound has attempted to identify certain factors affecting actual events or results for fairly estimated or intended. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed. Except as required by applicable securities laws, forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and Profound undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise, other than as required by law. On the call today representing Profound are Dr. Arun Menawat, our Chief Executive Officer, and Rashed Dewan, our VP of Finance. Now I will turn over the call to Rashed, who will provide you with an update on our Q2 2017 financial results. Rashed?
Thank you, Connie. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Profound's second quarter 2017 conference call. On behalf of the management team and everyone at Profound Medical, I would like to thank you for your ongoing interest in our company and taking the time to join our call today. The company recorded for the 3 months ended June 30, 2017, revenue totaling $957,000. With respect to our costs, our R&D expenditure were $222,000 higher for the 3 months ended June 30, 2017, compared to the same period in 2016. This increase was primarily related to the ramp-up of the company's clinical trial activities. Clinical trial costs, consulting fees, and travel expenses increased by $528,000, $232,000, and $51,000 respectively, resulting from ongoing activities related to the initiation of clinical site visits, enrollment initiatives, and patient treatment. Offsetting this amount was a decrease in material and rent expense by $431,000 and $89,000 respectively. These costs were lower compared to the 3 months ended June 30, 2016, due to lower development initiative associated with TAC pivotal clinical trial. G&A expenses for the 3 months ended June 30, 2017 were higher by $814,000 compared to the 3 months ended June 30, 2016. Professional and consulting fees increased by $521,000 due to the clinical fees, legal fees associated with the company's Sonalleve acquisition. Share-based compensation increased by $286,000 due to new options issued to the board members and the new executive officer's option vesting for a full quarter. Overall, the company recorded a Q2 2017 net loss of $4.7 million, or 8 cents per common share, compared with a net loss of $3.6 million, or 9 cents per common share for the same 3-month period ended in 2016. As of June 30, 2017, Profound had cash of $10.7 million. As of today, Profound has 63,117,377 common shares issued and outstanding. Thank you. I'll now turn the call to
Thank you, Rashad. I would like to focus our conversation today on three topics that are both important in the short term and the long term towards building a vibrant, successful company. First, we will discuss the progress we are making on the tech trial recruitment. Second, we will update you on the status of the commercial launch of our prostate product. And third, I will brief you on the most important strategic decision that we made recently in deepening and broadening our relationship with Philips and the acquisition of the Sonalive asset. Let's start with the TAC trial. As of now, we have treated 50 patients in the trial, and we have 60 more to go, so we are in the middle zone now. Recruiting has picked up in the last 3 months, as 13 sites, including 9 sites in North America and 4 sites in Europe, are now all recruiting. Based upon extrapolating the data of the recent past, we do expect that the TAC treatment phase will be over by end of this year, and we also expect to be able to announce interim results early next year. In the meantime, we can tell you that we continue to receive positive feedback from the surgeon community and the patients who are being treated in the commercial settings in Europe. Next, let me talk about the status of the pilot commercial launch of our prostate product. We had a good quarter. Revenues increased to just under $1 million, an increase of about 62% compared to the last quarter, as we recorded 3 device sales, and the mix was good as we also sold disposables that contributed to the increase in revenue. However, only 2 locations are running at what I would call commercial annual run rate of about 100 patients at this time. We also continue to get significant feedback on the commercial viability of the product, and based upon the feedback, we are increasing our commercial efforts starting the second half of this year and adding 2 salespeople to our team. Finally, I'll talk about the transformative acquisition of Sonalive, along with expansion of our distribution relationship with Philips. First, Sonalive on its own is an excellent product, which has been subject of over 100 peer-reviewed publications in applications ranging from destroying extremely painful uterine fibroids without affecting fertility potential of a woman, to pain management and proof of principle data on ablating various types of solid organ cancers. Sonalive is CE mark approved and available in Europe and is in the final stages of the regulatory process in China. Although it is not approved for commercial sale in the U.S., there are already about 10 hospitals in the U.S. who are using the device for clinical research. Outside the U.S., there are an additional 60 systems, many in commercial use and others in research settings. Just as our own prostate product, Sonalive also uses real-time MR imaging and thermal mapping to ablate abnormal tissue with precision, customizability, and the inherent safety of using thermal ultrasound. The key difference between the two technologies is that the ultrasound heating elements are mounted on a tube and inserted through a natural orifice in the patients for our prostate product, whereas the ultrasound heating elements are mounted on a disc that remains outside the patient in the Sonalive product. The similarities are such that we can combine the two products into a single platform technology that can be used for multiple complex disease ablation. As a result of this transaction, Profound is the only company that has the ability to provide real-time MR-guided ablation with the ultrasound delivery of both from inside the organ or from the outside, and we plan to exploit this unique capability in the future by creating the unique platform. As many of you know, I've had the privilege of leading medical imaging growth companies in my past, and I want to tell you why I'm excited about this one. I believe the ability to precisely visualize disease tissue with the best imaging modality, the MRI in real time, and then using sophisticated software to guide the inherently safe ultrasound to ablate the disease tissue without incision is not just great technology, but will have a significant impact on the future of surgery. To turn this vision into a reality is why I'm here, and why I believe Philips did the agreement with us on an equity basis. This transaction not only moves us closer to that vision, but also transforms us from a technology development company towards revenue growth as we market both SonaLeave and TULSA-PRO with a deepened relationship with Philips and expect to sign with additional companies in the future. And with this, I'd like to turn the call over to the operator to open the lines for questions.
Thank you. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Martin Landry of GMP Securities. Martin, you're live.
Hi, good afternoon, Arun and Rashed.
Good afternoon, Martin. How are you?
Hi, Martin.
So my first question would be on commercialization in Europe. You mentioned that there's two locations that are fully operational. Wondering, is this the pace that you expected? Is it a little slower than you expected? And perhaps you can maybe tell us a little bit how long it takes, for a site to be fully operational, and how much support do you need to provide that site?
Sure. So, Martin, as I mentioned, that when we started the commercialization process, I expected that in the beginning, it will take effort to educate the sites and to get them up and running because we're entirely new technology. So I would not say that it's anything different than what I expected. I think it is pretty much in line with what I was looking for. I think that the most important thing to us is that the feedback from the patients and the surgeons has been absolutely fantastic. So the sites are, coming up to stream, and I think that, as I've said before, we're expecting to be in full commercial mode in this second half, and I think from that perspective, I would say we're right on track.
Okay. And I guess, you mentioned in your opening remarks that you're adding two new salesperson to your team. I would assume that you have expectations, probably because also you see potential for accelerating sales. Could you tell us, or can you talk to us a little bit about the potential that you see, in the next 6 to 12 months?
Yes. We're adding the people because we expect higher level of commercial activity. And as I've said before, Martin, we're not ready to provide guidance at this moment. But yes, it is fair to assume that revenues will continue to move up as we go forward quarter over quarter.
Okay. Can you talk about your pipeline? How many hospitals you're into, or how many locations you're into discussion right now versus 3 months ago? Just to give us a sense of the progression in your discussion and the number of interested parties.
Yeah. So, Marcel, I cannot give you any specific numbers because things do change. What I can tell you is that, our marketing team had segmented the market into, two types of categories. One category is what we've considered to be you know, opinion leading hospitals, where these are teaching hospitals, and these hospitals are, you know, future drivers, and these are hospitals that, you know, mass adopters look towards to gauge the adoption of their acquisition of technology. And I feel very good about that some of these devices are going into those type of hospitals. And the second category was what we consider to be the private hospitals, where they can charge private insurance companies or private payers at this early stage, and a few of our devices are in those sites. And so I think that, as I said before, I think that from the perspective of pipeline, it continues to get better. It's really not just the pipeline, but it's also the segments of the hospitals and the type of hospitals that we're in that we continue to have good confidence.
Okay. And then maybe just lastly on the TAC trial, you said that you've treated the 50 patients so far. Remind us, you know, how much were treated this quarter?
So we treated about 25 in this last quarter, last 3 months.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on a pace to be done in early next year, as you mentioned, right?
Right. By end of this year is what our goal is. And I think, as I said in my prepared remarks, if you just extrapolate that, I think we'll get in that range. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 if you have a question. Our next question comes from Prakash Gaud of CIBC. You may now state your question.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your progress. I just have one question. Yeah, thanks. With regards to the two locations that you mentioned are running at commercial run rates now, can you elaborate a little bit on what you believe it is that's unique about those two locations that are causing them to generate most of your current business? Is it related more to the specific surgeon who's leading as a champion, or is it the institution? Are they more early adopters? And then where are the other hospitals or other institutions on the adoption curve for the technology? Thanks very much.
Sure, Prakash. So one of them is a teaching hospital. One of them is a private hospital. We are, with respect to some of the other installs, at the teaching hospitals, we are, you know, some of them are using the devices for clinical work to get educated and so on. So I think, Prakash, I guess overall I would say most of them are on track to become fully operational over the next, 3 to 6 months. Would be my best guess at this point.
Sorry, Arun, did you say the two locations are private hospitals, the ones that are generating most of your business?
Private,
or one is teaching?
One is a teaching, yeah.
Okay, but they're both doing a kind of equivalent business?
Yeah, they're pretty much in line. I think they're, about 100 procedures per year run rate, which equates to well over $200,000 per year in recurring revenue.
And how many surgeons would you say are using TULSA in each of those hospitals on a regular basis, I guess?
Yeah, so I think I can actually give you a generalized answer, too, about that. I think generally at each site there's typically one surgeon at this point.
Okay.
And yeah, I do expect that over time there will be multiple surgeons who will start using the technology.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Brian Gagnon from Gagnon Securities. You can also state your question.
Hi, Arun. Can you give us a little idea what the feedback is you are hearing from surgeons in the commercial sites and what their patients are saying to you? Can you give us some idea of what the relationship with Philips looks like and how your expense structure changes over the next several months to years based on having a relationship with them?
Sure. So, Brian, to answer your first question, the feedback from the commercial patients, as I said, I rarely use words like fantastic, but it really is every patient that has gone through commercial we are getting very positive feedback. Satisfied, no complications, and the PSA results are phenomenally down post-surgeries. So I think on that front, we feel very, very strong and confident. To answer your second question with respect to the relationship, I think this is a very big deal for us in the sense that, you know, we now have a much deeper relationship with Philips. We have, because they already know how to sell the Sona Leaf product, they are already familiar with it. It is much easier for them to bundle the two together as they go forward in their own sites. With a message that we have been talking about where we intend to brand the products together, we intend to provide a unified platform, we are application providers, so we will support the sites after the sale with respect to you know, driving adoption at those sites, and the sales teams, the feedback we're getting is quite positive with respect to that sale, that support after sale. So I think I feel fairly optimistic, which is why, as I was saying before, we do have confidence that the revenues will continue to go up. With respect to profitability and so on, and there are two parts to this. So one part in the short term, you know, our margins are running at around 50% right now as we continue to make some changes in terms of bringing manufacturing in-house and so on. I do anticipate that even though there will be a little bit of, you know, cost or investment involved in doing this, that the margins should improve over the next several quarters. And have significant potential to improve. Over the short term, I do think that as the revenues go up, the gross margins will begin to have some impact on our burn rate. I guess I don't have specific answer to that, but I do think that it will be a material impact.
Where do you think you can get the gross margin to on one, the devices now, and to the consumable part?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that, you know, I talked about this at the last call, that, you know, right now we're getting somewhere between $2,000 and $2,500 per patient, U.S. dollars per patient. And at that rate and 100 patients, that means each site is about $200,000 to $250,000. And I can imagine that a salesperson could work with somewhere between 5 to 7 centers where they could easily generate well above $1 million per year revenue just in the utilization side of cycle. And if the margins continue to be better, I think companies like these can become profitable. I think that in my past, there have been different business models and getting to profitability may not be as easy. But I think in this, with the price points, because we're a treatment, and the fact that the acquisition cost of our technology is still going to be below $1 million, that and our hospitals can use existing MRs as compared to having to buy new ones, I think the potential is pretty good.
All right, terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, and there appear to be no further questions at this time.
Excellent. Thank you so much for attending our call this afternoon, and look forward to updating you at the third quarter conference call. Thank you.
Thank you.